T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show. Arizona State head coach Herm Edwards joins us once again on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We really appreciate your time, coach, but it feels like time is something that you might have a little bit more of than you planned on just about a week ago. How are you and your team doing in the wake of the news that the Pac-12 and the Big Ten aren't playing this year?
Well, obviously it's very disappointing for all those involved. But with that being said, players showed up today and we began to continue to try to move forward with what we're trying to do, trying to build a football team here. And I thought the focus by the players after what had taken place yesterday was very good when they showed up. And that's all you can do. I told them, you know, the bottom line is that eventually we're going to play football. When that comes about, I can't tell you the date or the time, but we do have a lot of time on our hand, and we won't sit still and just think that it just fall into that relaxation part of it and think that it's not going to happen. It's going to happen eventually, but now we got a chance to get bigger, stronger, faster, and gain more knowledge every day.
As you were leading up to the decision that came down officially yesterday, in the past month or weeks where you were working out with players, looking at how your own campus was handling the COVID-19 issue, did you think that you were getting closer to or further from a season?
No, I was not naive by any stretch of the imagination going into this in the beginning. That I knew that the medical professionals would have our game plan, and we were gonna rely on them to call the plays, and they called the play and said this is what it is, and I think the vote of the party that had the vote on it, whether we play or not, was unanimous. It was 12-0, so. With that being said, you go, okay, and now we got to move on. And that's what you got to do. And you can't, you know, we can dwell on it and say what we want to. We can have all these opinions, but what are we going to do today to get better for tomorrow? I mean, that's how I look at things. You know, the perspective of my life has always been always expect the unexpected. And then when it happens, what are you going to do? We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves because you can't do that. You got to move on. You got to take it for what it is, and you got to move on.
That's the thing that that a coach has to do. That's the thing the head of a program has to do. But as you look at the sport in general and the way it is fracturing, are you concerned that college football in 3 years, 5 years, 7 years could be a bunch of different conferences that have little to or nothing to do with each other because of what happened yesterday and what's likely to happen in the next few days?
Well, college football has changed since the time that I played. I walked on that Cal campus in 1972 as a freshman. It was the Pac-8, by the way. You know, I've been involved in this conference a long time, man. It was the Pac-8. So I think, and I've watched college football change and evolve, and you know, that is what's great about sports, you know, that there are always going to be some changes. Nothing stays the same. And regardless of how it changes, if you're not willing to adjust to that, you get left behind. And I think this has become, college football has always been big, but now it's become very, very big. When you think about the bowl games and you think about the playoff system, and we're talking about changing the playoff system, right? And no one's happy with 4, right? Let's move it to 6. Let's move it to 8. So it's constantly evolving, and I just think you have to understand that. And with that, the growth of football is part of it, and whether you like it or not, it's going to happen.
So you were saying the real question now is, you know, what do you do today? And I guess my question is, what are you allowed to do? Have you been given any information about, you know, what you're allowed to do with your team, any of that sort of stuff?
Well, we were on a 20-hour program, and right now, until someone tells us different, we're doing that. Well, with that being said, we've modified some things already because we have a lot of time on our hands. And what do you do with time, you know? And you don't want to waste time. And, you know, these guys are going to go to school here next week, too. So that's another thing that's put on the plate. Young people are going to start coming to campus. You know, we've been pretty fortunate. We've been in somewhat of a bubble. We've created our own bubble here. And our players and our medical people have done a great job of really insulating us due to the fact there's no students on campus. Well, that's the next thing we got to deal with now is young people being on campus. You know, young people, they have social hours. They have a social agenda as well. We all know that. We've all been in college before. But the thing that I stress the most is that even though right now our season is postponed, we've done a nice job of making sure our circle of people that we surround ourselves when we come in this building and leave the building are in a position to where we bring nothing into the building. And that's probably most important, right? And I think our players are well aware of that, and how they handle it is the next step for us.
Arizona State head coach Herm Edwards, friend of the show here on 95.7 The Game. It's great to have him back on. As I'm guessing a short parade of players walks into your office or walks into assistant coaches' offices, what is the most common question that you get? Is it about their scholarship status, their eligibility, transferring? Do you expect in any way, shape, or form there to be a mutiny from either Pac-12 or Big Ten programs to conferences that insist they're still playing?
Oh, I don't know that so much. I think that's good headlines to have to keep. Look, I worked in the media. I get it.
It's good dramatic stuff to sell, is it not?
That's going to be the conversation. That gets callers to call in and have an opinion, you know, have an opinion. Why is this conference playing? This conference is not playing. You know, that's the talk and on all the airways. I get that, you know, that's part of it. But I don't get concerned with that. I really don't. I just think I have to be concerned with these young men. They're in the prime of their life as young student athletes. And I have to make sure their health and their safety and their well-being is okay. And that's the conversations I'm having with. It's about all of a sudden, this has been stopped abruptly. This has never happened to them. This has never happened to me, to be quite honest. Now, I went on a strike season. I was the head coach in New York when 9/11 hit. That was a tragic event. But nothing like this, where, you know, it's postponed. And how do you deal with that? And I think for all of us that are in that area of the season being postponed, we have to reinvent ourselves to figure out how can we keep their focus, how can we still make fun of coming to work and to walkthroughs and the lifting. How do we make that enjoyable, knowing that, you know, we don't get to play Saturday, right? I mean, and that's what we got to try to do now.
I assume that you've talked to or relatively regularly talked to the other coaches in the conference.
Yeah.
Maybe not long, but fairly often. Were there any of them who thought anything other than we're not playing this fall?
Well, I think we were all optimistic going into this, you know, like 4 or 5 weeks ago, because we were all isolated. And we felt like we had a pretty good plan of testing, the way we were working out. But the question for all of us was this, is what is going to happen when we come together and actually try to do this and participate in a sport that social distancing is not required? The only one that wants a social distance in this sport is the quarterback. And everybody else got to have at it, right? And so how does that look? How is that going to work? Along with when the general population of any campus starts coming back, how do we maneuver that, right? that was the concern. I mean, most coaches had that same concern.
When, let's say a kid on your team right now with NFL aspirations who expected to be going in the upcoming draft walks into your office and says, Coach, what do I do now? What's the right way to approach this?
Oh, I tell them real simply, do you want to live on your tape of last year? Because that's what they're looking at. You know, your resume is what you put on tape. And if you're okay with that, then you got a decision to make. I can't make it for you. How do you feel? You know, don't let, and I told them all, you know, we got some guys that are in that position maybe. And I said, don't make a decision today. Don't make emotional decisions, because they generally are wrong. Think about it. You're not in a hurry. Regardless of what you do, you have to continue to work out to get ready. Whether you're getting ready for the season that's been postponed, whether you're getting ready for the combine, you have to get ready for football. So you're still in that mode. It's just a matter of the decision you have to make right now. I will help you with that decision. I will talk to you about that. But it's going to be ultimately your decision. And I'm going to do what is best for you. Whatever you want to do, I'm going to support you either way. But I'm going to always give you the facts, and I'm always going to tell you the truth.
Herm Edwards here on 95.7 The Game. As you walk around your athletic department, how many nervous faces are you seeing these days, not just from your football colleagues, but all the sports that get funded by football's income?
Well, I think when you look at us, and it starts with our AD and our president, we have done a marvelous job of really making coaches and everyone aware that, you know, we got 26 sports. And our AD and president, they have no, you know, they have no thinking of we're going to have to do some things different. That you know, they're going to try to keep everyone whole. And I mean, everyone understands that. And so that's where we're at now. Could things change? We know that, but I think for right now, you know, we're solid, and I think every coach is kind of disappointed. Like, I was disappointed for Bobby Hurley and those guys when they were in the tournament and it got canceled. You know, it's like it came to it because they were a hot basketball team, you know, and so they got canceled. I felt bad for the baseball coaches and for women's softball and all those events that I would go to with my family. You know, I've been on this campus for my 2.5 years, and all those things, those events, I went to softball games, volleyball games, basketball games, men and women, with my family, with my two daughters and my wife. When that was stopped, I went, wow, I felt bad for them. Well, now the shoe is flipped. They're looking at me now. I'm going, man, this is, you know, it's tough stuff, right? And so we're all sitting in the same boat, but I think our leadership has done a great job of making everyone aware of what we're trying to do and how we're going to deal with it.
Is there a sense that you guys will play in the spring, or do you not even think about that on the theory that we didn't see this coming, I'm not going to guess what's coming next?
Yeah, we're hopeful. You know, we're always hopeful, but you can plan that. You know, here's what's kind of funny. There's a couple plans now. Let's just say you open up in the spring, so you got 6 months, right, to get prepared for that. And then you got to ask yourself, okay, if you go to the spring, the next question is going to come, well, how can you play 10 games, right? Because the season has become shortened, because then you're going to turn around and try to play in the fall. That'll be the next big debate, right? Well, if you do that, how are you going to play a season, you know, two football seasons within a year of games? Well, then what does that look like, right? And, you know, me as a former player and former coach, I'm looking at that going, well, maybe you just play the South against the South and the North against the North in our conference, and you play 5 games, and the winner of each side has the best record. You play a championship game, play 6 games. Well, then you have a season of 12. Well, that maybe you can pull that off. Maybe you can pull it off. But I don't know. But the good part, yeah, I don't have to make that decision. Here's my problem. I'm trying to map out what do we do when we go from right now, if we go to the spring, and if we don't go to the spring, then what do I do for the next year, right? I mean, I got so many schedules sitting on my desk right now, I'm busy. But, you know, that's my job. My job is to protect the players, to instill confidence in them, and to create an environment where it's safe, it's fun, and when things come about, to try to fix it. That's your job. Your job is in any person in leadership. It's not that they serve you. You actually serve them. I have to serve these coaches and these players every day. And that's my job. I signed on to do that. And, you know, that's not the job standing on the sideline being the head coach. That's the easy part, to be quite honest, when the game starts. It's this stuff that you got to do that no one sees. No one watching. You don't see all this stuff. You know, if you guys walk in here right now, you go, what are you doing? And I'm going, hey, man, I got schedules for this month, for next month. I got to schedule 13 months, and I got to schedule 6 months, and I got to schedule 4 months. And it's times, it's dates, it's places, what you do, how you do it. I mean, all these things, you know, that's what I got to do now. That's my job.
That sort of leads me into the next thing I wanted to ask you, which is, as we've gone through this totally insane, unprecedented time in all of our lives, is there anything you've started doing that you think, man, this has made me rethink how I do this, and even when this is over, hopefully, I'll always do this one thing differently?
Well, I think you look at things, for me, it's always it's player-driven. It's staff-driven for me. How do I help them, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what you do, you know. And I think sometimes you look back at things and say, you know, I should have done this way. And maybe I should have done this way. I do know this. It's about developing young men, bottom line. Because if you develop them and they leave your watch and they're better men for playing under your watch, they're going to be good football players. They're going to be good husbands, fathers. They're going to be good community leaders. You know that, and in times like this, this is when you got to be at your best, because there's no carrot, there's no game that gets them going. They got to enjoy still coming in the building. You know, how do you feed that? How do you feed that energy in them with what has taken place here in the last day or two? You know, how do you get that going? Right. I think about those things. You know, how do I do that now? Because before, it was easy. You had a season. You had a plan. You had, this is what we're going to do. Everything's marked off. Well, right now, I don't have that. I don't have a game to look forward to. I got to get through week by week. And how do I keep them in this? How do I keep them excited? You know, how do I do that to an 18, 19-year-old kid, right? I mean, that's what I'm trying to do.
It's a puzzle that no one's even sat down to try to put together before. It's such a unique moment in time. And Herm, there's no doubt that COVID-19 has exposed an awful lot of things. The hypocrisy behind things, the cracks in the system, if you will. The one thing that I'm pretty darn sure of, and I think anyone who has listened to you throughout the years at all the levels of your career, is that you're the genuine article. And Arizona State is very lucky to have, I think, a coach that honestly is putting his team, his staff, and kids' safety above and beyond all. And I know that, you know, you got to give your team a hug every day. Nobody hugs the coach, man. Nobody. I hope somebody gives you a hug, because you're doing a hell of a job, and there's no doubt that your moral compass is something that Arizona State is very lucky to have leading its football program.
Well, I appreciate your words, and those players gave me a hug today because they knew their coach needed one. That's for sure. There's no doubt. It's all good. I love these kids. I do. I told them that. I said, I love you guys. You guys know that.
Was that before or after the lecture about don't go near anybody for until we tell you otherwise?
Well, that was, you can't help that. That's just kind of how it works, you know. that's kind of life. That's how life works, you know. You trust them, you know. That's the thing. And I've always said this: you know, when you sit in the seat of leadership, they'll respect the title, but you got to earn the trust of the person that has the title. You got to earn that. And hopefully I've earned that with these young men.
I tell you, you approach every day with a level of enthusiasm that very few human beings possess. Keep it up, Coach. Thank you for joining us once again. It was wonderful to have you on.
My pleasure, man. Thank you. God bless you.
Herm Edwards, Arizona State head football coach. Another just home run interview. And there really is something genuine to that guy.
Yeah, the only problem with having Herm Edwards on is if he ever leaves coaching, everyone's going to know that he's better than all of us at talking on the air.
Oh, there's no doubt.
He could take any of our jobs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.